thinking you could probably quote it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 3:16. I don't have it memorized, Brother Kendrick. Maybe you can get it up there. Hereby perceive we or understand we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. John 3:16 talks about the love of God for the world and the depth of sacrifice that he went to show. I don't know if I want to use the word prove. He didn't have to prove anything. To show his love to mankind. But when we use the word mankind, it kind of makes it exterior to oneself. And one of our deepest needs as a human being upon this earth is to be loved. To feel loved. To know that we are loved. Some of our greatest securities in life come through the love of those near to us. Family member. Those whom we refer to as our loved ones. And that circle can broaden, of course, in knowing that others love you, really bring a sense of security to you. Of course, the contrast to that would be not feeling loved. Feeling, if we could use the term, unloved, alone, rejected, and the sense of insecurity that would come along with that. I marvel to the extent that the Lord will go for one individual to show his love for them. Sometimes in our relationship with God, we muse over the scriptures that talk about prayer and making petition, you know, letting our requests be made known unto him, almost to the place of mechanical. You have not because you ask not. And sometimes we get the idea that, you know, I don't know that he loves me, because we relegate it to us asking and him, you know, giving, and then us receiving and saying, well, okay, for now. And then our next circumstance comes and our next need, and it's almost like we have this expectation of God having to prove himself to us again. I'm not sure if he loves me. He did, you know, it's like there's so many things. And we become pitiful. And God, who understands us, God, who knows what we are made of because he made us, steps beyond the bounds of our insecurity, steps into a realm of showing. When nobody else would know. You know, it's one thing for somebody. Now, this was beautiful today, the things that were spoken towards my wife. And I believe 100%. I felt the anointing of God. And all of those things were being said. I agree 100%. There was a time when under pressure, I would say things publicly that sounded empty and cheap. And I would tell her, I don't like doing that because it's expected of me. I'd like to do it when it's me talking to you, not talking to others, trying to make some kind of presentation as though I love you. There's something cheap about it. And so for the longest time in my life, I struggled in that area of getting to the place of communicating openly. I'm confessing to you. And I would tell her around Christmas and birthdays and things like this when there was all this social expectation, you know, I'm going to go and get you something for your, you know. And I'm like, I want to give you something on Monday. I want to give you something on Tuesday. I want to give you something when it's not expected, so that it can be an expression of my care and my concern and my love to you, rather than some kind of social expectation around a holiday. All the men said, amen. Hallelujah, rest my case. I'm no longer weird or strange. I feel better already. But in my maturing, I'm changing. And I'm loving every bit of it. And I'm asking God, why'd this take so long? But let me get back here. When I open the refrigerator and I see something that, she was in a grocery store, she walked down the aisle, and she knew that I liked that. She don't even like that, but she bought that. And there that sits, and look at there. Open the cupboard. And all of these things are little expressions, even though we haven't even talked about them, that she's expressing to me that she loves me, because she does hear me, but she knows and she watches. And so she expresses her love by doing and giving. And it seems like, I'm telling you, a half a pint, a half and half on the top shelf does more for me in the morning than I love you, dear. Because she thought I wanted to hear that. Because when I see that, see, she knew something of me in here. And she acted upon that. Oh, that goes a long way, doesn't it? Can all the ladies say amen? This is really not a marriage seminar. I was prompted of God to share something with you. And I want to share this to you in detail, and then I'm going to turn to Brother Johnstone. There are times when God's action towards me in making my petition known, in praying and asking of him that he has answered, that has enforced my confidence in him as God. And a little bit in my confidence that I was his son. Okay? But still, it seems to live in the realm of the mechanical relationship. I'm told to have faith, and I'm told to act on that faith and to believe and ask of God, and he will respond in faith. That's not a response in love. And that is an element of God, and that is an element of my relationship with him as a son of God. But the relationship between a father and his son, the relationship between lovers, the Bible says he is the lover of my soul. And so there are times when God steps out of the realm of the mechanical, moves beyond the supernatural, and comes down to a close place with me, that it's not just father and son, but it's, you are the lover of my soul. Let me express my love to you. Let me show you my love. I don't know that anything in my life has ever brought a greater sense of security in who I was than the times that God stepped down through those realms and came in close where nobody else knew. Nobody else was involved. It was just he and I. My wife expressed a need to me. And I mused over it, pondered over it, and I came back to her. She needed some money. She wanted to give it to somebody. Several thousand dollars. And I knew that she had left her job at the hospital. She no longer had an income from there. There was no extra place to come up with it. So I said, you know what? I said, I remember one time I bought a truck in Oregon, drove into a gas station. There was a pickup there. I bought it for $1,500. I brought it home. And within a matter of a few weeks, just advertising it on Craigslist, a guy came and bought it for $2,500. And he said, I just bought a house. I just needed something to get the stuff, haul it to the junk. You know, so now listen to me. I'm listening to him and he is describing himself as a demographic to me. I've never forgot that. And so I said to her, I said, I'll tell you what I can do. I said, I could buy a couple of pickups, reflecting on this demographic. I could buy a couple of pickups and I could just clean them up, polish and buff them, and turn around and sell them and probably get that money that you are wanting. Well, I don't know if I sold her on it right away. But immediately I went out into the lake and threw the net in. It was dark, it was nighttime, and there was nothing biting. Like Peter, I was toiling. See, I'd got online and I looked up a couple of rigs. I ran over to Tacoma and looked at one, and then nope. And I ran over to Bonnie Lake and I looked at one, and nah, that's junk. And I thought, ooh, this is a difficult category down at this level. There's a lot of junk at $1,500. Now, not once have I asked the Lord about it. I haven't asked the Lord's leading. I don't know why. It's not a big deal. I just want to show you how this played out. And I go here and I go there. And when I come home after about the third truck, I said to my wife, I'm not going to chase this thing down. If this is going to happen, it's going to happen right here in Puyallup. I'm not going to toil. I feel like I'm toiling. But again, I wanted to help her. Another day goes by, and I don't know where I saw this, but I saw a truck for sale just down off of 145th. I live on 144th. Oh, that's easy. I can just slip by there on my way to something. I slip. Now, so I head down 145th, and I pass by another truck. I think I'll come back and look at that after I go look at that. I go look at this truck. I have a little dialogue. I say, okay, I'll buy it. They couldn't get it started. I said, that's okay. I'll pay you for it. I saw you pull it up. I know it runs. I'll pay you for it. I only give him $1,000 for it. I said, just bring it to my house. I'm leaving town. I just really had this peace about it. On the way back, I stop at the other one. I call that guy. I meet him, and so within an hour, I've bought two trucks. 10 blocks from my house. And when I get home, and I have done the paperwork with this other guy and had this dialogue, this is the scripture that comes to me. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And the Lord impressed me in the way that played out. I didn't even think that was even possible. Within 10 blocks of my house, he gave to me. Now here's the pivotal point. things that are held in our heart are really close to us. Things that are held in our heart oftentimes are never even spoken. This desire that I had to accomplish this situation was something I never had communication with God about. I never did pray, Lord, lead me to a truck. I didn't pray, oh God, please help me, you know, make this happen for me so I can do this for her. Her and I dialogued, but I just held it here in my heart. And I felt like, I know that this can happen. I know that this can happen. I just had this assurance. But it wasn't till those two situations were accomplished that the Lord impressed to me that he had just given to me a desire of my heart. In that moment, there was something that transpired for me, knowing how much he cared for that little situation. I wasn't wishing for a lotto ticket. I wasn't wishing for anything grand. In my opinion, it was a small desire, but it was a desire. And I really felt impressed this today because the Lord is either doing or going to do something for somebody. And you're going to understand just exactly how much he loves you. And the intimacy between you and God when he gives to you something that only you have held in your heart. And it's going to play out for you. And you're going to see the evidence of it. And you're going to know, he loves me. He loves me. I know it's one thing to come in here today and sing songs and say, he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. And we do that together. And we talk about scriptures that say God loves the world. But again, we keep those things to a degree exterior to our own self. It is imperative that every one of us knows in the intimacy of our own heart, he loves me. Go to the 23rd Psalm, Mark. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely I am secure. Surely as I muse over this relationship between you and me, though the world is losing its security, You bring me security. You bring surety to my life. You have fixed a place for me to stand on. You are solid ground to me. You are the rock of ages to me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
Yes, yes.
All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Would you stand a moment with me? Hallelujah! You're everything. You're everything to me, Father. You are all in all to me, O God. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, know with surety right now just how much he cares for you. Just how much he loves you.
This altar is open right now. Would you come and receive the confidence that the Rhema of God has breathed into this room right now concerning your situation, the specifics of your circumstances? He's breathing a confidence by his spoken word into your life, casting out all doubt, casting out all faithlessness that's plagued you and haunted you. The wondering of where's he at and is he involved? Does he know? Does he care? His word is breathing a confidence back into your spirit today. He does know. He does care. He is aware. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You know the desires of my heart, Father. Things that I've never spoken, things and words that have never crossed my lips, or maybe a fleeting thought. I pray in the name of Jesus, let the word that you've spoken in this room today, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.